What a pleasure it is to welcome you to today's study. This is Arnett McEntee of the Family Bible Hour, saying what a pleasure it is to have you with us in this way. Our study today is entitled, God's Three Words. This message was first given on our program 1851 and is heard on cassette number 90. It is our prayer that you'll be blessed as you study, and as you do, do remember in prayer the radio ministry of the Family Bible Hour. It is our prayer that many will be reached and blessed as they listen weekly to this worldwide outreach. So enjoy our cassette and the Bible study outline prepared by the late Alfred Gibbs on the interesting subject, God's Three Words. It was a memorable night when we stood with that large group of youth campers in the Allegheny Mountains of New York State. Together we witnessed and wondered at the majestic creative power of our God. Unnumbered stars hung above us like jewels in the darkened sky. Moved by that wonderful sight, one of our group began to sing, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. No doubt it was the splendor of a star-studded sky which caused David, Israel's sweet-singing psalmist, to write Psalm 19, which we consider today. With melodious notes, he worshipfully sings, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. How thrilling! In today's psalm, David sees the glory of God displayed in the sky, the scriptures, and the Savior. Let's consider verse 1 and view the heavens which declare the glory of God. Although David did not possess the powerful telescopes of the 20th century, he realized the glory displayed in the heavens was also a testimony to the glory of God. David's God and mine had simply said in Genesis 1:16, he made the stars also. That realization caused David to wonder and write in his 8th Psalm, when I consider thy heaven, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? These same stars of which David marveled are those which accurately set the times for today's space travel and exploration. Spaceships of today set their courses by the inflexible accuracy of these God-created and sustained bodies. But that is not their primary purpose. Rather, it is to declare God's glory, to daily speak forth his praise, night and day to show his knowledge, and to let their lines, like the lines of a book, tell forth the greatness and grandeur of God. They speak of the sun coming forth from his dwelling place, and out of the night, each morning, he comes like a strong man to brighten and heat the planet. In his universal language of creation, and in particular from the star fields of glory, there is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. They display his great creatorial glory, which even pale from view as his great glories of redemption are displayed and appreciated. The hymn writer put it this way, we search the starlit Milky Way a million worlds in rhythmic sway. Yet in their blindness, some will say, there is no God controlling. But as I grope from sphere to sphere, new wonders crowd the eye, the ear, and faith grows firmer every year. My God is there, controlling. Yes, the heavens declare His glory, but a lonely cross on a blood-soaked hill declares His love. As we read from Psalm 8, well might David be amazed that the God of such a majestic, meticulous, marvelous creation could possibly be interested in him. Friend, God is more interested in you as an individual than He is in the great glory-declaring universe. He loves you now because His Son has died for you on Calvary's cross. His deep, deep love offers you everlasting life. But now, turn with David from his God's star-studded sky to the scriptures of verses 7 to 13. Here we learn that the scriptures convert the soul. The thought is simply that they cause the soul to turn around and turn to God. Sad to say, man is on a downward course. He's going away from God and now needs to turn around and come back to the One who loves him. The scriptures, which are the sure testimony of the Lord, would speak to you today, dear friend. In our so-called enlightened age, men and women wander down all kinds of religious, philosophical, and ideologically blind alleys. Tragically, they have no knowledge of sin, self, or salvation. Then it is the Word of God, the Scriptures, challenge, convict, and convert the earnest seeker after salvation. Not only do the Scriptures convert, they also enlighten. Shining in all of its illuminating brilliance, the Scriptures reveal not only man's black and sinful heart, but the beauty of God's wondrous love. It was back in February of 1944, the spiritual eyes of this poor sinner were illumined to see and appreciate the life-giving truth of John chapter 3 and verse 16, that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him, why, that was me, should not perish but have everlasting life. How thankful I was. The enlightening truths of Scripture revealed God's simple plan of everlasting salvation. Friend, will you believe the words of Holy Scripture? Will you believe that the Lord Jesus loves you, that He died for you on Calvary's cross, and then hear Him say, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life? Will you believe the Scriptures today? But the Scriptures do many other things. Let me name only two. They cleanse, for in Psalm 119, verse 9, it asks a question and answers it as well. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Yes, it cleanses, and it also comforts. We learn from 165 of Psalm 119, great peace have they which love thy law, the Scriptures, and nothing shall cause them to stumble. Dear listener, there is conversion, cleansing, and comfort found in the Holy Scriptures. As many in this vast audience will attest, there is at least one more thing, however. In verse 11 of our 19th Psalm we read, in keeping of them there is great reward. God also compensates those who keep His word. Many are the joys, the benefits, and the blessings God showers upon His converted, cleansed, and comforted people. He says, there is great reward. Will you honor Him today by accepting His Son as Savior and then keeping His word? David is about to position the final period in this beautiful psalm. But before he does, he sings. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. As David reviews the greatness of God in a star-spangled sky, as he recalls the word of his God and its power to convert, cleanse, comfort, and compensate, he longs his words would please his Lord. His Lord was his strength and his Redeemer, or Savior. And David wished that every word which came from his lips would be acceptable or a delight to his God. Are your words a delight to God? Sad to say, many words and phrases one hears and overhears are far from acceptable to God. And if the words are not acceptable, certainly neither is the individual. At the commencement of the psalm, David was occupied with his God and his glory declaring heavens. At the close, he is fully occupied with his Redeemer, as he says, my Redeemer. Friend, is David's Redeemer yours? Oh, how I hope and pray he is. If not, will you be convicted by his word, which tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? It also states that Christ died for our sins. Yes, the good news of the gospel is that the Redeemer, my Redeemer, as David said, died to forever atone for your sins. If you believe these truths of Scripture, salvation will be yours. The God who controls the universe longs to control and to guide your life. Will you commit it to Him this very moment? In closing, I go back to the words of the poet who said, each flash of fact from out the night, each burst of truth upon my sight, that quickens awe or adds delight, reveals my God is controlling. Friend, would you come to God who loves you today? Father, please honor thyself, honor thy word, as our dear friends accept the Savior, we pray in Jesus' worthy name. Amen.